It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the Book of Psalms, we are continuing our series on the Book of Psalms, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The Book of Psalms, written approximately from the time of Moses, 1500 BC, through the Babylonian captivity and beyond to approximately 450 BC. The Book of Psalms has numerous authors, David being the author of most of the Psalms, over 70 Psalms written by the sweet psalmist of Israel, the beloved shepherd boy David. Solomon wrote also some Psalms along with Moses, the sons of Korah, Asaph, and others. The Book of Psalms has approximately 50 Psalms that are not mentioned with an author, written anonymously, yet still written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Book of Psalms is the hymn book of the Bible. The word Psalms means hymns. It means song. These are historical writings. These are writings of praise, judgment, deliverance, promises, hope, comfort, and all written as songs in order to celebrate the Lord and to bring it to remembrance that these psalms be passed down from generation to generation. The Book of Psalms is also a devotional book. And it's often said that individuals who are students of the Bible use the Psalms as a devotional book and use the Proverbs as practical application. For example, if it is the 15th day of the month, then individuals will read the 15th Psalm and the 15th chapter of Proverbs as part of their daily devotional and daily personal instruction. The Book of Psalms is quoted numerously throughout the Old Testament. Over 150 quotes and allusions are given throughout the New Testament referencing the Book of Psalms. Jesus Christ quoted often from the Book of Psalms, as well as other books of the Bible, Isaiah, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and others. Jesus Christ wrote in Luke chapter 24, verse 44, an outline on the importance of the Psalms, stating, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Here Jesus Christ in Luke 24:44 speaks of himself in the law of Moses, which is the first five books of the Bible called the Pentateuch, and in the prophets, which are the major and minor prophets in the Old Testament, and in the Psalms, all about the Lord Jesus Christ. This, once again, is our hymn book, H-Y-M-N, in the Bible, but it's also a hymn book, H-I-M, all about Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible is a book not only of history, it's a book of his story. As we study the Book of Psalms, as we study the scriptures, it is crucial that we find Jesus in the Word, as we study the Word, and that Jesus Christ locates us through the Word of our study, that we may walk with Him and talk with Him in a close relationship along life's narrow way. The book of Psalms is divided in five sections, similar to the five books of Moses, similar to the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Genesis book of Psalms is Psalms 1 through 41, and it concerns man. The Exodus book of the book of Psalms is Psalms 42 through 72, and this concerns the nation of Israel. The Leviticus book of Psalms is Psalms 73 through 89, and this concerns the sanctuary. The Numbers book of Psalms is Psalm 90 through Psalm 106, and this concerns Israel and the Gentiles and has the earth in view. The Deuteronomy book of Psalms is Psalm 107 through Psalm 150, and this concerns God and His Word. The book of Psalms is our devotional book. The book of Psalms is a celebration of the deliverance, the praise, worship, and history of the nation of Israel and how it applies to our life today. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, part 1. Psalm 23 is one of the most familiar psalms in the scriptures and throughout Christendom. Psalm 23 is spoken many times in personal prayer and in public proclamation, funerals, services of remembrance, and often used in times of comfort, times of personal reflection. Psalm 23 is called a messianic psalm in reference to the Messiah. Psalm 23 is often called also a psalm of double reference. Not only does it reference the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, but it also references David in his time as king, as the shepherd boy of Israel. David, as recognized in Psalm 78, verses 70 through 71, tended the flock, cared for the flock as a great shepherd. David, as recognized in 1 Samuel chapter 17, protected the flock from a lion and from a bear. So David has personal experience as a shepherd, and through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he penned Psalm 23 as the characteristics, the ministry, and the blessings of a shepherd. This is the teaching on Psalm 23, part 1. Psalm 23, verse number 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Here we have in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. This speaks to relationship. This psalm is a psalm of relationship with our shepherd father and with the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4 calls Jesus the chief shepherd. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 20 calls Jesus the great shepherd. John chapter 10, Jesus says, I am the shepherd of the sheep. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, Jesus speaks of a need for individuals to have a shepherd. Otherwise, they begin to wander and be at risk of being devoured by the enemy. Psalm 119, verse 176 states, "All of us have gone astray like a lost sheep." So Psalm 23, verse 1 speaks of the importance of having a shepherd, where David uses the words, "my shepherd," speaking of a personal relationship. We need a shepherd in our life, the Lord Jesus Christ, in both good times and the hard times. In times of plenty, in times of lack, we need a shepherd. It is okay to have a personal relationship with the Lord. Individuals must have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ to enter into the kingdom. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, "Many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name have we not done many wonderful works?" Scripture states, Jesus shall say to them, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, for I never knew you." We are called to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus stated in the scriptures, "Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?" It is okay to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 1 speaks to having provision. "I shall not want." It speaks to having our needs met by the shepherd. The Lord will supply us and cause our needs to be met. Psalm 34, verses 9 through 10 states, "Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing." Psalm 84, verse 11 states, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." The Lord is our Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Verse number 2, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Here in verse 2, it speaks of being led by the Lord. It speaks of the peace of the Lord lying down in green pastures. He speaks of still waters, the serenity, the calmness, and the peace of the Lord in spite of the circumstances around us. The sheep, knowing that they are safe and being protected by the shepherd, can lay down in the green pastures and drink from still waters without fear of the enemy. We as believers have a great shepherd that will protect us as we have peace in our turmoil circumstances of life. We as believers have a great shepherd that will deliver us from circumstances that begin to overwhelm us. And we have joy unspeakable, full of glory. John chapter 7, verses 37-38 states, In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture says, said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. John chapter 4 verse 14 states, Whosoever drinketh of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Laying down in green pastures, being led beside the still waters, speaking of peace, speaking of serenity, speaking of refreshment in the Lord. An opportunity to exhale, an opportunity to have peace in our circumstances. Verse number 3, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 3 speaks of restoration on the inside. Restoration from being torn and tattered by circumstances in life. Whether it be grief, whether it be being depressed, whether it be being tossed to and fro from life's circumstances, being spent on empty to where we've tried everything known to man and still we are at wit's end. Verse 3 speaks of restoration, being put back together at the potter's house, the Lord pouring back into us life. As we trust in Him, believe in Him, love Him, worship Him, praise Him, He will begin to restore our soul. Scripture states, He inhabits the praises of His people. Verse 3 speaks to being led down a righteous path. Psalm 25 and verse 10 states, All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. Individuals that proclaim to be led by the Holy Spirit will always be led down a path of righteousness. If individuals are not being led down the path of righteousness, that means they are not being led by the Lord. It is called the Holy Spirit, not the unholy spirit. And God, if He leads an individual, will be led down the path of righteousness. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, part 1. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His love and kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Won't you pray with me today? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from your love and kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.